on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. So the final episode of the eighth season of NBC's Chicago Fire just hit the airwaves. And if you missed it, you can watch it in other episodes at NBC.com. The show just had a kick-ass season in the ratings. I mean, it's been absolutely outstanding. And one of the stars is my buddy Chris Stolte, who plays Mouch on the hit drama. And he joins me tonight. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mr. Player. You said I could call you Dave on the air, right?
Dave is, I would rather, on the air. Yes.
On the air, it's okay to maintain the idea that you're just friendly and approachable. But right. Off air, I got to stick to Mr. Player. I got to keep that division straight in my head.
I prefer that. Yeah. How are you doing? Are you being sequestered? Is your family, your wife still talking to you?
I got it pretty good. Okay, I'm pretty good. Lucky as these things go.
Yeah.
I've got a 17-year-old daughter who loves to cook.
Oh,
virtually every minute of the day, she's prepping something, baking, cooking, you know, folding ice cream into homemade ice cream. Ridiculous. I'm kind of spoiled as far as that goes.
You know, isn't that going to be kind of a new normal? Don't you think that's one of the maybe the good things that comes out of this is Jimmy Kimmel said a few weeks ago on the air that he discovered he could make his own coffee. And that you could actually do that and cook at home and actually have dinners together as a family. I think that might be a good thing coming out of this.
I think there will be quite a few good things like that coming out of this. If we have a platform to enjoy it all in and to exercise this improved approach to life, we just got to come out the other side.
Yeah. 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 And now, Wisconsin just announced it's going through Memorial Day weekend, and now that there's a announcement of the fact that we're going to join hands with other states, I certainly see ourselves maybe hitting in that direction, which is kind of wild. I mean, we're talking another 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I've only been able to think of it in the abstract.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Because so much of it is so uncertain anyway.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be a lot of benefit in taking a piece of information and holding it in your pocket as if it will remain true forever, because these things are being constantly amended and reevaluated. And I think we just got to take it a day at a time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Obviously, nobody has any big plans that involve interacting.
Oh, I got big plans.
In the near future.
I got big plans May 1st. I'm ready to go. Let's go!
Oh, you're ready to go? What are you going to do?
We're going drinking. I thought we were going drinking.
Just going drinking. Not that's the destination, huh?
It is.
I'm still trying to figure out a way to play Twister on Zoom with my friends.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'll help me kill a little more time.
That would be cool. Are you doing any, organizing, repair work, contributing to your environment in any way at this point? Like, what are you doing to keep busy?
I play guitar a few hours a day, here and there. I'll just pick it up and play for 40 minutes here and there and whatever. It's a good thing to keep yourself entertained with.
Yeah.
I'm watching more television than usual, but it's, I'm not one of those people who's expanding into, crazy things they never watched before. I seem to be watching the same things I always did, just more of it.
Yeah, kind of me too. I'm going to say the same thing. I'm venturing out to a few things on Netflix that I haven't seen, or I'm trying to get through Ozark season 2 and 3, but you're right. I'm kind of
a fantastic show.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. I am enjoying that.
But I think it's time we start celebrating Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
A little more overtly. That guy is amazing.
I agree. I stumbled upon, with my 9-year-old or 7-year-old son, it just seems like he's aged that much since we've been home. We've been watching the Waltons because it's so close to the depression that we're heading into that I thought, this is a good way to introduce what life is going to be like. It's, he likes it. It's very entertaining.
The Waltons.
The Waltons. It's on me. You know, I think it's on MeTV. Or
oh, I remember it well. I remember it well. Yeah. That was Ralph. Ralph Waite was the dad, right?
Yeah.
I was always curious about this. Now, I remember when that show first came on, it was just a one-off special, like a Christmas-oriented special.
Yeah.
Slightly different cast. Homecoming.
Yeah, it was slightly different cast.
Yeah, I think Richard Thomas was still in there. Were some different people in there. Michael Learned might have also been in it. She was the mother. But anyway, their name was not Walton in that. It was based on the same thing by Earl Hamner.
Right.
And their name was Spencer. It was Spencer's Mountain.
That's right.
And John Boy was Clayboy, and the dad was Clay Spencer, and he was Clayboy Spencer.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, I take it to be autobiographical. I believe it was from Earl Hamner, but that means it was Hamner's Mountain, and he was called Earl Boy.
you really went deep on this. Wow.
That does not work as well as John Boy somehow. He was Earl Boy Hamner.
Earl Boy Hamner.
All right. I'm so glad I put that out there.
That was deep, man. That was...
Expect me to frequently forget that we're on the radio and that this isn't just you and me talking.
I'm okay with that. Actually, I'm good. The show, though, my seven, why are they staring at the radio? Well, that's where the sound was coming out of. You know, there's just little things that he's like, wow, okay, that's our intro. Why are they excited about a phone? Is that their first phone?
Right.
Well, yes, right? It is their first phone.
Oh, you want to tell him you'd have been staring at that radio too, son.
That's true. It's true.
You'd be looking at where the magic's coming from.
You know what I stumbled upon at about 3 a.m. when I couldn't sleep? Cannon.
William Conrad.
I was at the end of the episode. He's sitting at the bar, and he's got his pants pulled up like Fred Mertz, right below his chest, pretty much. And and after he just solved a crime, this very attractive 20-something sits next to him, and then they ended up leaving together. I'm thinking, what?
No, she doesn't. No, they don't.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. He was a stud muffin, I guess.
That show wasn't a Quinn Martin, was it?
Yeah. Oh.
No, it was a little too light. A little too light for that.
I know Barnaby Jones.
William Conrad. He was the original
Gunsmoke.
Yes. When it was on the radio, and it didn't matter that he looked more like Cannon. than a Marshall Dillon.
It's true. It's very true. We're talking to Christian Stolte from NBC Chicago Fire, and there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. Day player on 720 WGN. We're hanging out with Chris Stolte from NBC's Chicago Fire. So we were geeking out there for a little bit on.
I apologize.
Have you watched any classic TV? Because I'm finding myself dipping a little bit.
I can't say that I have.
Okay, that might be a thing.
No,
maybe
I haven't really jumped back to that.
Maybe an afternoon of Hazel.
There's. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm not saying Bobby Buntrock peaked as a child actor. I'm just saying find a better performance in his teenage years. You're not going to.
I cannot believe you pulled that name.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the Shirley air. You know, I got to tell you, your Facebook posts, and we're friends on Facebook, every single day that you post something just cracks me up because it's the most random thoughts coming from your head.
Yeah, that's all I go with. Once in a while, I engage in the actual, you know, politics of the day. But for the most part, I only ever got on there in the first place for jokes.
Yeah.
You know, just as a platform for jokes.
I'll fax it to you, but you can fax it back after. Can you fax it back afterwards? It's my only copy.
Somebody really said that. It was probably 1987. People were just getting fax machines. I worked in an office that was part of a funeral corporation, and we got a fax machine, and we were faxing something to some, or we were waiting for a fax, and they said, literally said, I'll fax it to you, but can you make a copy and fax it back to me? That's my only copy. Somebody pointed out to me that I think Mike Birbiglia made a joke about that, but I think Mike Birbiglia was just telling a real story that happened the same way this really happened.
I could actually see your face, someone saying that in front of you.
You know what
just
that is?
Deadpan.
That's people staring at the radio.
That's people staring
at the radio, Dave. It's the same thing. We have something magic in our room, and we're not quite aware of how it works.
Experts have noted a sharp increase in incidents of me wandering around the house looking for something that's in my hand.
Keep doing it.
It's usually the phone.
This is what slowly losing it feels like.
Yeah.
It's often the phone.
Right? When it's...
As I pointed out to somebody, I once actually used the flashlight feature on my phone to look behind my bed for my phone.
It's sad. But yes, it tells that we're getting older. Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't lose it in one day. Most of us don't lose it in one day. It's a gradual thing.
It's just life's
moments. The way a salt shaker gets empty.
Life's moments that you're watching. Every day, Facebook informs me of a couple friends who are having birthdays and recommends that I let them know I'm thinking about them. But I have more than 60 Facebook friends, so over the course of a year, you can add up a lot of gratuitous busy work. So I'm just letting you all know right now in a single post that I'm thinking about you. It's very touching.
Thinking about you.
Oh, man. The things we're just trying to come up with to amuse ourselves. These days. These days.
Hey, I appreciate you tuning in to what turned out to be the finale last night. It didn't have all the roll and tumble of a typical finale because obviously we didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I saw that last picture on the set of you. You're like, we're done here.
Yeah, that's it. It's a very, very weird feeling. In fact, I'm pretty sure, Dave, today was supposed to be our last day of shooting.
Ah.
So my real hiatus begins tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's when I really start relaxing.
So you've been suiting up every day.
Every day.
Putting on that weight.
Just in case. You know, just in case.
You know, it's weird because... First of all, this whole season, for all three shows, I mean, it's been ending up in the top 10 constantly, all three of them. I mean, these shows are kicking ass. I mean, and this far down the line, and it still seems as fresh as it always been, but eight seasons in and you're top 10, eight seasons in.
Yeah. We've really been cruising this season and generally winning their hour. And got what, for me, was an alarming three-season renewal.
I know, right?
I didn't even know anything like that was even on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a lot of confidence in you guys.
Nice.
That's great.
You know, we theoretically have a job to return to. So let's just hope everything else falls into place.
Yeah. Let's get back to it. I agree.
Yeah, but
I got to imagine with top 10 show, renewed, probably syndication, soon you're gonna be making the big bucks, like swimming pools, movie stars. You're not gonna even accept my texts anymore. You're not gonna even talk to me anymore. It's gonna be over.
God, don't you look forward to that?
Are you keeping up with any of your coworkers? Are you talking to David? You talking to anybody else in the cast? Like, yep,
oh,
here
absolutely.
We are.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we have text chains going pretty much all the time. I still keep in touch with Mo Gallini, who played Vargas in season one.
Oh,
big gentleman. Yeah, he and I shoot stuff back and forth. You know, you get to know people in this business very, very quickly, very intimately. You know what I mean? There becomes a deep familiarity on this job. It's the same with theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have this shared experience that kind of brings you together.
Well, those worlds have crossed paths for you. I mean, you know, especially, I mean, you've been in Chicago a very long time, and so you've actually seen and probably brought some of your friends to the show and got them some work, I'm assuming. You know, okay, why don't you audition for this, do whatever, right?
Yeah, it's they generally, I think that's a door that they're afraid to crack open, the producers and whatever, because in my case, yes, I've been here more than half my life. I know hundreds of actors, and I don't think they really want to crack the door and let, you know, once I say, hey, this buddy of mine, you know, it'll never stop. So, but I have had a little opportunity to give some feedback or recommendations about something like that. But it's also just the pleasant surprise of not looking at the call sheet before I go to work and just rolling in and seeing an old friend I haven't seen in 10 years from some show we did, you know, at the Bailiwick or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. What, what do you got coming up tonight? I don't know what else to ask. I mean, like, what are you going to do around the house? You gonna change your socks? You're going to get comfortable in some sweats? What are you?
Oh, geez. Well, I'm like you. I'm cruising through Ozark right now.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to get a little further on that. I'm really trying to save myself from this crashing into the wall at the end of Ozark and feeling lost and disoriented. So I'm watching it sparingly, and I'm rewatching Breaking Bad.
Oh, nice. So, okay. You know, yep.
Yeah.
I went back to The Sopranos. I have not seen...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, The Sopranos. I'm actually up to maybe season 4 already, but it's moving pretty fast for 80 episodes, 86 episodes, something like that. And you know what I'm thinking about dipping into, too, is Rescue Me. Do you remember that show with Dennis Leary?
I only watched the first couple of those. It's just one of those, it didn't get momentum with me, although I thought it was well done and seemed like a sharp and smart show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got to figure out some other things to keep ourselves busy.
I know, it's just a weird time. It's funny because it is like that for a lot of these shows. I think are getting exposure all of a sudden out of the blue, and I'd like to see which shows were basically stagnating until this happened, and now people are rediscovering it. One of my favorite shows is on Amazon, Patriot. Do you remember watching that?
No.
I would recommend you dig into that.
Okay.
It's one of the smartest and funniest shows, and really kind of sad and heartbreaking and all of this, but it is a singular production. There is no other show like it.
Always a pleasure, buddy, and always a pleasure catching up with you, and please keep the humor coming on Facebook, because it certainly brightens my day.
I will do my best, brother.
Thanks. Take care, Chris.
You too, Dave.
All right, Dave Schwann joins us for a little history next on 720 WGN.